This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. British Prime Minister Theresa May is on the road again, Dublin today, trying to end the deadlock over Brexit. The big sticking point, other than May's colleagues in the British Parliament and the European Union itself, is what's called the Irish backstop, the land border between British Northern Ireland and European Ireland. The deal at hand, the one that May has already negotiated, would commit the UK to staying in the EU's customs union. So there is no hard border, no customs inspections, no tariffs, no delays between the two. It is, yes, an economic issue, but also one that could have real political and security implications, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from the European desk.
In Brussels this week, the Irish Prime Minister stood tall on the European stage. Leo Varadkar proudly declared the EU still unanimously backs the backstop.
We agreed again today that it's needed as a legal guarantee to ensure that there's no return to a hard border on the island of Ireland.
And he could not resist a sideswipe at Britain's political shambles.
I think the events in London and the instability in British politics in recent weeks demonstrates exactly why we need a legal guarantee.
On this issue, Varadkar has the overwhelming support of Ireland's politicians and public. There's a widespread concern there that if Britain leaves the EU without a trade deal, it could reignite the paramilitary war over the status of Northern Ireland, as Lieutenant Colonel Michael Murphy of the Irish Defence Forces explained in an interview with the BBC.
You would have to bring back customs posts somewhere along the border, along the main roads.
And that physical infrastructure, he said, could once again become a target for paramilitaries.
And then if that was ratcheted up again, then you'd have to bring in the military right along the border once again to prevent the terrorists from succeeding in what they wish to do.
Hence the backstop to prevent the re-emergence of physical border checks between the north and south. But there may be another way of achieving the same goal.
You can move away from the borders and do the checks, the information gathering and the controls in other places.
That's Lars Karlsson, a former director of the World Customs Organization. He advocates the smart or invisible border using a combination of trusted trader registration, cell phone and GPS tracking to check trade flows and levy tariffs.
Instead of doing all these formalities by the border, you actually do them at the exporter's premises in a simplified way, at the importer's premises in a simplified way.
Trucks do not have to be stopped necessarily at the border.
That is correct.
The EU dismissed this as magical thinking, but Karlsson says many of these techniques are already in use around the world and were successfully tested in an EU trial involving Norway and Sweden.
That worked very well. And again, remember that was done under the European Union customs law and with the scrutiny and supervision of the European Union institutions.
Brexiteers claim this proves the backstop is a cynical ploy to use the issue of peace to lock the UK permanently into the EU's customs union. And it could yield a political benefit for Prime Minister Varadkar.
This is Leo Varadkar's drive to win an election.
Lord Bew, a British academic historian from Northern Ireland, believes that Varadkar is whipping up anti-British nationalist support for his fragile minority government. Bew wrote a paper for the policy exchange think tank attacking the backstop.
Ireland now has got itself a new mode of operating in Europe, which is very satisfying because now you're beating up the old historical adversary.
Brit bashing.
Brit bashing is what they call it.
Mind you, with the British Parliament in turmoil over Brexit and with the British government in disarray, the Brits seem to be doing a pretty good job of bashing themselves. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.